This is BlackAmericaWeb.com News.
The White House saying a critical surveillance tool for tracking terrorists is back in place this morning. President Obama wasting no time signing the USA Freedom Act into law.
Powered by News One.
Good morning. It is Wednesday, June 3rd, 2015. Here are your BlackAmericaWeb.com headlines. A man who waved a large military knife at policemen and is believed to have been radicalized by ISIS was shot and killed by Boston police on Tuesday. The suspect has been identified as Usama Rahim. He was under 24-hour surveillance by anti-terrorism officials. And late Tuesday, authorities also arrested a second man in connection with the case. And they say that Rahim was a subject of a terror investigation involving suspected Islamic extremists. And they say that he had been under surveillance by the U.S. Joint Terrorism Task Force as well. He was under a long time surveillance, apparently. They had been keeping an eye on him. And they said when they went after him yesterday that he was waving this knife at them. And the police did not take any effort to stop him other than gunfire. And they said that was necessary to do that. The president's job approval numbers are sinking as American attitudes about the progress the country has taken for the worse. A majority of the public once again say things in the U.S. are going pretty badly. And the president's job performance had just about gotten to 50%. Now 47% say things in the country are going well. 52% say that they're going badly. And that's a reversal from March, when things were going well, the highest share to say so during the president's presidency. Adrian Peterson is back on the field. He put on the familiar purple 28 jersey and jogged onto the practice field yesterday. And he made a return to practice for the first time since September. He says he's learned a lot from his mistake that resulted in child abuse charges against him for whipping his young child. He said, I made a mistake.
How is that young child doing?
No problem with that little boy. None.
He's not acting up in school or nothing.
No.
He was placed on the commissioner's exempt list last September after he whipped his four-year-old boy with a wooden switch, and the photos of the wounds suffered by the boy brought about a lot of criticism about Peterson's future with the Vikings, not to mention in football. But he has gone through counseling and therapy sessions as a part of the plea agreement, and they have dropped the charge to a misdemeanor. Here's a teacher who has drawn the fire and ire of parents after taking her middle and high school students on a field trip. Gaia Democratic School Director Starry Hedges took about a dozen students to the Smitten Kitten last week.
What's the Smitten Kitten?
That would be an adult toy store.
Oh.
Besides offering adult books, videos, toys, and other products.
A field trip?
It took the students, on middle and high school students.
Middle and high school, a field trip.
And she said she thought that it was a great opportunity for kids to talk to sex educators without any shame, any fear. And some of her students bought condoms, and their parents were not happy about it.
Now, how old are, what age is that?
Well, here's an example. Mm-hmm. One of the parents of 11 and 13-year-old girls were on the field trip.
Uh-huh.
A major breach of trust, they say, and took his children out of the school after the field trip. She says, unfortunately, she didn't communicate well enough with parents ahead of time.
Did she communicate at all?
Yes,
she did. They were going to a field trip?
They were going on a field trip, but not that it was to the Smitten Kitten and what was going to happen. And so it's unclear whether the field trip broke any laws, but they do say in Minneapolis. Yeah,
my grandmama got most of this stuff.
Those are your headlines.
Yeah, they call this the rabbit. Right. I've seen this.
What are you talking about? In my mama's bedside, sure.
16 before the hour. This is the TJMS.